Tiferek of Avayzah, third Mishnah. Oyvid Kechavim Shehoyim Mave in Yisrael Kadim Yayin Mimokim Lamokim. A goy was helping a Jew, and the two of them together were transporting jugs of wine from one place to the next. Im Hayav Cheskes Mishtamim Muter. If it was Cheskes Mishtamim, in other words, the Jew left the goy and he didn't tell him how long he's going away. This is the rule that if you have a goy with your food which needs a some supervision, you're entitled to move away as long as he doesn't know how long you're going for, and therefore he's constantly concerned you're going to come back and he won't touch it. In my dear Shumaflik, if you told him I'm going away, so Kadesh Yishtoim, that then if he's away enough time that the goy could open up the stopper and then afterwards take out the wine, the yeast and the yigov, and then he could seal it up again. So enough time for him to crack off the cement seal and put it again and let it dry out, then it's nechshash. But less than that amount of time, the guy is not going to open up these jugs because it will get caught. So you can see that the seal was broken. The cement was broken. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Deshiyiftach V'yigov V'tigov. He says that it's enough that it was away the amount of time. He's also only if it's enough of time that he will yiftach means remove the entire stopper and he'll make a new stopper and have a new stopper finished and dried off. In other words, Tanakhama says that there's a concern that he may break one stopper and then reseal it, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says he's not going to do that. He's going to either remove completely the stopper, and therefore you don't leave him long enough time that he can actually be able to break the first stopper and make a new one and seal it up again. If time is smaller than that, then the wine is kosher. You could assume that this guy is not as good and not touch it.